Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Mari Mitchell. Our intro is not playing today, one of those technical moments, but I'm glad to be here with you today. It's a very exciting morning for me here in beautiful Southern California. The sun came out yesterday. We had 2 days of nonstop rain, and I remembered how gloomy it could be out on the East Coast, so I'm so glad to be here. I have a special guest. I'm going to introduce her in just a second. But I just wanted to thank you and to talk a little bit about a brand new year, 2018. This is my very first episode for this year, and I'm glad to have a very, not only talented, but spiritual and really connected lady to start this year out with. You're going to absolutely love her and her message. And first, I wanted to talk a little bit about my coaching, Mari Mitchell Coaching, I call it, and it's coaching to teach you authenticity. That's why this show is called Dare to be Authentic. I began to walk in the path of authenticity quite a few years ago, about 8 or 9 years ago, and I can't begin to tell you what it's done for my life. It had just caused me to have so much peace and so much tranquility and to really set into who I am and begin to walk in the path that I know is set out for me. And the same thing has happened with my guest, Sandra Alexander. She's walked into more and more authenticity as she's grown more each and every time. And so I'd like to introduce her. She wrote a brand new book, which we're going to talk about in just a second. And her book is just absolutely fabulous. I haven't finished it, but I'm in the midst of it, and I can't tell you what a blessing it is. Sandra, so glad to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Mari, and thank you so much for having me back. What a difference a year makes, right?
It does, yes. I forgot to mention to our listeners that you were here about a year ago talking about your autism course that you have, the program, and now you have a completely different course that you're following. So tell us a little bit about how your focus has changed since you were last on Dare to be Authentic Radio.
Well, as you know, Mari, we had developed a process for people working with children on the autism spectrum called Autism the Spiritual Approach. And it's a wonderful process for teachers and parents and therapists, and we have a website, autismspiritualapproach.com. And so at that time when I spoke with you, I thought, you know what, I've come out of the spiritual closet, you know, I'm calling this a spiritual approach to autism, which is a very unusual approach. And so I really felt at that time, and it really was my first step in being who I was and talking candidly about that spiritual peace inside all of us. And so, you know, I thought I had it, you know, okay, here I am all authentic. But then, you know, in the midst of that, now that that's out, you know, cranking along and we're actually looking for someone to, the right person to pick up and run with that, because I started getting more and more guidance about taking this unwritten manuscript out of my closet that had been collecting dust since 2010. I had embarked on an astral travel experience in order to find a teacher of higher wisdom. And I had done that in 2010. It was an amazing experience, and my teacher introduced me to my astral lover. So I had just left all of the notes of every night of my traveling into other dimensions and leaving my physical body, and I just left those notes, you know, in the closet because I didn't want anybody to see them. It's like, okay, I'm the autism lady, you know. How much credibility am I going to have if I start talking about all this crazy stuff? That's how this book was born. I just sat down and I started writing. And, of course, the forces that are behind us, the angels and the guides, just kept telling me, you made a promise. Now keep your promise. And so once that book arrived at my door, you know, I just held it to my heart and I said, I kept my promise. And then I took my next step into who I really am, which is crazier than who I used to be.
I love it, Sandra. You know, what really caught my attention as you were just speaking is you said, hey, I'm an autism lady. Sometimes we put ourselves in a box, you know, we put ourselves, it's limiting. We put ourselves in, this is who I am. I'm such and such. You were saying, I'm the autism lady. What is all this other crazy stuff? I love your ability and your courage to step into something new. It takes a lot of courage to be authentic. And that's why the show is called Dare to Be Authentic, because it takes courage. So it took courage for you to step a little bit out of I'm the Autism Lady and into this whole new realm. And look what's happened now, that beautiful, beautiful book. So tell us a little bit more. Tell us why you called it, I have to know this, The Sweet Creamy Stuff in the Middle. I love that part of the title, The Sweet Creamy Stuff in the Middle, Love Above and Beyond. Tell us about the sweet creamy stuff.
Well, you know, that title was delivered to me, and I thought, well, how much sense does this really make? But within the book, the beautiful soul that that I walked this path with had left his body in 2007, and so he was trying to make sense out of his life after death. And he had a thing for donuts. It was really kind of that simple. And so, but we talked about this in relation to our lives. You know, do you know those, you know, the jelly donuts or the ones that are filled with that white cream? You know, you take a bite out of a donut, and typically I would do this in the car, which probably is not the safest thing in the world, but getting powdered sugar all over myself, and you take a bite, and it's sort of okay, but, you know you're on the way to the good stuff. There's like this promise in life, you know, that we have that the good stuff is coming, right? And sometimes we have to go through stuff that falls apart and dry stuff and boring stuff, and it doesn't taste like we want it, but there's always, always, always that sweet, creamy stuff in the middle waiting for us, and that's kind of the metaphor that we used in talking about our entire journey together, as we just kept biting and taking, biting off more, biting a little bite and a little bite, trying not to bite off more than we could chew, so that we could really get to that level of perfection. And we found it together. We found it.
Wow, that's beautiful. I love that. I'm a very visual person, and man, I could see myself with the donut powder all over myself in my car. I've done that. And I guess most of us have. And so that's such a great way, such a good visual, and getting to that creamy stuff. I love the way you put that. So, Sandra, what's the message you're getting out to the public now?
Well, you know, this book, Mari, is essentially, you know, when you are experiencing love without the constriction of physical bodies, physical ego, physical anything, then love takes on an entire different complexion. And so as his name is Daniel, and as Daniel and I walk this journey together, I write the book in 38 chapters, but I call them passages, because every single passage was really another dynamic spiritual lesson that I can carry back now into life, into day-to-day life. So, you know, my main message through this is that if we can let go of some of our programming and some of our fear, and if we can just do that a little at a time, then each of these passages that I write is another door that we can kick open into our truth, into our authenticity. So that's why I like to share the book, and I've even come up with a deck of cards, a card for each passage, so that those who are reading it or who come to me for guidance or reading can just choose one passage at a time, just one going out of our comfort zone at a time, and step through that door. You know, we don't have to do it all at once. We don't have to do it in an extreme way. But, you know, I would like to make this point, too, that there's I've heard a lot I've heard this over and over again, especially from ladies who are in their later years, you know, and why am I here? I keep hearing that. Why am I here? What can I really do? And gosh, I mean, we find out every day when we wake up. Ask that question every day is my message. Why am I here today? If we can add that, then it takes, I think, some of the intimidation out of trying to come up with some big, huge purpose, like, you know, like we have to change the world between now and the day after tomorrow. And just to ask, why am I here? Yeah, why am I here today? And then we walk through our day and be intentional about looking for that answer. And maybe it's just, you know, maybe it's just to put our hand on someone's shoulder today. Maybe it's just to smile at someone today. And I think it's time that we embrace and recognize that that can be enough.
I absolutely love that. What a difference. And put it into why am I here today? Because like you said, some days it's just a word that we have with someone or even a smile or a compliment that we give someone that could completely turn their life around. And maybe that was why we were here that day. What a beautiful way to look at life, because then every day is very exciting. And like you said, we don't feel that pressure of what am I doing that's meaningful? A lot of my clients will ask me, I don't feel like I'm doing anything meaningful with my life, you know, and how do I do something meaningful? Well, it doesn't have to be rocket science. It could be, what am I here to do today? I love that, Sandra. Absolutely love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. So why is this message that you're getting out so important to you? Share that with us.
Well, you know, as I walked through this journey with Daniel, what he was going through was he was measuring his own life on Earth. You know, he had passed, and he was trying to essentially assess his life. And the one huge regret he had, huge regret, and he asked me to share this so that maybe others might not have to spend time after on the other side processing regret. And his one regret was he didn't savor. You know, he said, damn, you know, he said, I had that last plate of linguine and clams. And did I savor it? No. He said, that last taste of that, I can't remember what that was like because I wasn't there. I wasn't present. And the things that he talked about savoring, the love experience, you know, looking someone that you love, your child, do you memorize their face? So the last word of the book is savor. And so that is really, you know, my message here is like, you know, helping others to decide, you know, what do they need to do in order to really savor this amazing life that they've been given? And how do we get out of this pattern of looking at everything around us? You know, I heard a wonderful quote. I believe it was Esther Hicks who said, who's a wonderful spiritual teacher, and who said, the world is at the very, very worst it's ever been. And the world is at the absolute most beautiful it's ever been. And we get to decide where we're going to play.
That's a wonderful quote. Yes, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so to me, it's like, you know, we go through life, and I'm, you know, I'll be the first to raise my hand, you know, you know, when I wrote this book and I did my first book show and I started, you know, readings from the book, gosh, I was scared. I was really scared because, you know, when we change our perspective, when our energy changes, everything around us changes. And I had to be, you know, I had to be aware that new people were going to come into my life. But I was really fearful of the people that would be leaving my life.
Right.
Of, you know, are they going to love me anymore? You know, are they going to respect me anymore? Am I going to have any credibility anymore? And that was really a big deal. And one of the messages from this book, my biggest learning, Mari, was I learned, and I didn't know this before I had this experience,
mm-hmm.
I get to be loved for being who I am, not for what I do and how I have to earn that love all the time. And don't we, can you relate to this? Do you go through, have you ever been
Absolutely.
In a place in your life, or did you grow up believing that, you know, effort, 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 work, 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 even when it comes to doing, doing, doing for people so that they'll love us?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Have you experienced
that? I think
that?
Most of us grew up that way. I have, and I used to believe that, that I had to earn the love, and I would work really hard to do so.
Yeah,
and
women in particular.
Part. Yes, women in particular. Then the most heartbreaking part when I would work so hard and treat someone so well and do so much for them, and they would reject me anyway. And I thought, oh,
yeah.
Man, I put so much effort into that, and they don't really love me anyway. So, yeah, that can be very painful.
Yes, yeah. And
absolutely.
So that was my biggest learning, is just to be, I could just be, and I could be loved that way. And do we have a moment that I can read you a little quote?
Absolutely. Let's do that now.
Yeah, so this is part of the message from Daniel. He wrote the conclusion to the book for me. And so one of the things he says is, love comes first. From the first hello, human to human, or human to all life forms, it is our calling first and foremost to love. It is unwise and unjust to wait, withhold, and take time to assess and decide whether another is worthy of our love and care. We must first love and care and allow destiny to show us the rest. We must open our hearts first, ask questions later.
That's absolutely beautiful. And it's so true. It's so true even in my life, because last year, 2017, I decided to do that. I decided to open my heart and begin to love people. And it completely changed my life. So super wise
words. Well, and you know, and what I'm hearing you say too, Mari, and what I'm saying, I'm wondering if the listener isn't saying, okay, so how? You know what
exactly.
I mean? I mean, we had to go through that to know how. And what I feel is that we are here now. I mean, I think that at this time in the world and in our lives, so many of us, if not all of us, are saying, what's it all about? How can I be more real? How can I feel more fulfilled? How can I be of more service? And I think the key is what you're doing right here with Dare to Be Authentic. I think the key is more and more of us connecting and helping us walk that path. You know, we hold hands and we walk together, and a little at a time we show each other how.
Exactly. Exactly. And we have people who are already showing the way, and so we figure if they can do it, we can do it, right?
Right, exactly.
You can get there,
a little.
You can get there. There's those examples. Yes, one step at a time, like you said before. A little piece of that donut.
Exactly. Such a rush to get to the sweet, creamy stuff in the middle.
Yeah. And savoring it. I love the part. I want to go back a second to the part about the savoring. Savoring life and being present. Man, we just live in a world that goes so fast, and I'm practicing the last few years just slowing down. You know, you said, how do we do it? You begin to slow down and be in the moment and slow down your thoughts and truly enjoy whatever it is, whether it's a sandwich or whether it's a song or if you're out or the person next to you, you know. Slow down and really listen to what they're saying and really enjoy their company. I love that message as well, Sandra. So what do you think would be the first step, in your opinion, to get on this, to become more authentic, to be able to savor life more?
30 seconds a day. 30 seconds a day to completely and totally make the effort to savor whatever moment that you're in. And And if you don't quite make the 30 seconds, don't criticize yourself. You know, just give it a try, 30 seconds a day. And if you're already a person who is extremely present in life, and, you know, you have practiced this for a very long time, 30 seconds more. Because none of us are completely present with life and with one another. If we were, we would have evaporated from this planet long ago and would be in the higher realms. So we all have a little bit of work to do. So I would say add, 30 seconds a day. And I want to say, too, about the astral travel piece. I think it's really important for people to be aware, too, that that's just, I mean, it was my method, but mm-hmm. it wasn't all that it was cracked up to be sometimes, because when I was in the other place, I had a hard time coming back here, and I had a hard time functioning day-to-day life. So while I think astral travel is a wonderful tool, it certainly isn't the only tool. There are so many tools out there to teach us how to connect to our inner light and being present, astral travel, meditation, sitting in the sun, whatever it is for you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'd like to tell the listener that they can call in at this point if they would like to. Our number is 929-477-3190. And if you'd like to ask Sandra a question or myself, please call on in, and hopefully we can get you in. Let's see, I'm going to see if we can take a quick break here, see if this is cooperating, and we'll be right back. Nope, none of my audios are playing today, but that's okay. That means we're supposed to talk more, Sandra. That's what's supposed to happen today. And we sure have plenty to talk about.
Yes, we do have plenty to talk about. There's no doubt about that.
The 30 seconds, I love that because it's so short, you know. It's like, it's not 10 minutes. I tell my clients 5 minutes, but man, 30 seconds, that's amazing. 30 seconds. Anybody can do 30 seconds, right? And so that's a really easy way to begin to step into this. And I love that. What's one important thing, main thing that you'd like to say to a listener today?
You are of value. You are here. We are all here, and we have our own peace. And nobody else can do it like you do it. And so whether you're walking through your day, whatever your energy is through the course of the day, whoever you cross paths with, I have to throw this in because, you know, you and I talked about this before the show, and I'll keep it short and sweet, but just a few days ago, I walked through my average day, I went to work, and, we have a lot of decisions to make, right? Am I going to stop for coffee? Mm-hmm. Am I not? Am I going to wait for... wait in this line, am I not? And I followed all of my messages all day, and I ended up parking next to this lovely lady who had lost a glove. And she's going mm-hmm. crazy looking for her glove, under her car, in her car. And all of this occurred to me, and I said, just a minute. And I had lost a glove 6 months ago, and there was still a single glove in my car tucked in the side pocket. And I grabbed it. And Mari, that glove matched her glove exactly, and even to the point that it was the correct hand. And so here I had gone through my day, and I'm standing next to this woman who lost a glove, and I'm in New Mexico here, all the way from Colorado, with the match to her glove. Now, what does it take for us during the course of the day to follow those little tiny messages? You know, sometimes when we think about messages, we think about we're going to get this, huge, gigantic thunderbolt. But what it really is, is that we are all of value, and we're being put, the universe is trying to put us in the right place at the right time. And if we just go with our gut, and not second guess ourselves so much, we'll show up at the right place and the right time. And I don't know that that was such a big deal that this lady got her glove match from me. But for me, what the big deal was is here I am going to be on your show today and to be able to share, you know, the message that we also will always be put at the right place at the right time if we just trust ourselves. So I think the bottom line is you are of value, trust yourself, and you will always be put at the right place at the right time.
Absolutely. That is such a beautiful story, and yes, it was significant. She was really upset, distraught, because she had lost her glove, and there you come with a match to her glove. So she kind of found her glove, although it was your glove, but it was so beautifully orchestrated by the universe. It's
yeah,
yeah,
I almost felt like a superhero,
story.
You know? Da-da-da-da-da,
yeah.
Here I come with the glove.
And was that your purpose today? Why am I here today? I mean, you made that lady's day, you know? And so I think it's a beautiful story. This morning, I call it following your impulse. I mean, you say receiving guidance or following your course. Some people make too much of it. Like, it doesn't have to be a message, you know, such a big message. It just be a little impulse. So this morning, as I'm driving into my office, I can take the freeway or I can take the PCH, the Pacific Coast Highway, depending on what time I'm leaving. Sometimes I take the freeway to save time, but the Pacific Coast is so much more beautiful. You see the ocean out there. So I said, oh, let me jump on the Pacific Coast Highway. And we talked about this before the show, but I want to tell the listener. And so I'm driving and I'm seeing this bright beam coming from the sun right in front of my windshield, so much so that it's distracting my driving. It looks like those lines the airplanes leave in the sky, but it was coming right in front of my windshield, and I'm driving and looking at this and trying to, you know, keep my eyes on the road as well. And then I took a picture of it to see if it comes out, and it's perfectly visible in the picture. And I'm driving and driving, and this thing did not go away. Then I get off PCH and come on the local streets, and I'm like, oh, it was the way the sun was shining, whatever. And I look, and it's much more faint, but it's still there all the way to my office. So I don't know what that means. The sun is shining on me. I've been driving more than 40 years. I've never seen that phenomenon on my windshield, ever. Something so bright.
Let me ask you this, though, but you don't know what it means, but how did it make you feel?
It made me feel that the sun was shining on me, that the universe was shining on me. That's the message. Again,
yeah.
I do know the message. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and the same way, I mean, when I drove off and this lady was running to her husband to tell her, look, this lady brought the glove all the way from Colorado. And I was driving off, you know, hearing that. And, I mean, I felt so happy inside.
Absolutely.
I don't think so much. Yeah, I think so much we try to figure things out, and I think to go on how something makes us feel is so
mm-hmm.
more important than trying to figure it out all the time, you know?
So true. So true, Sandra. Thank you for that, because I do know what it means. And we're almost out of time. We have less than a minute. I know you wanted to talk a little bit about your autism business, and then we have to say goodbye to the listener.
Well, yes, the autism spiritualapproach.com, we're looking for just the right person to come in. That business, we are just putting out to the universe that we want someone else to come along and run with that. And I would love to hear from anyone who, you know, who wants to be in touch. I do love above and beyond readings and help others identify their next passage, and I also work in theta healing, and so if there are blocks to walking through that door to the next passage, then theta healing is a wonderful way to clear those blocks. And I do all this work by phone and by Skype, and you had a session last week. What do you think?
It was fantastic. It was not what I expected. It was way more subtle than what I expected, but exactly what I needed to hear. Sandra, thank you so much for being on the show. We're out of time. And thank you, listener, and thank you for putting up with no music and nothing going on today. And have an absolutely wonderful day. Bless you all.
Thank you, Maureen.